Sky FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 12 minutes past 8. After a year-long family feud, Mrs. Zulu Zwelithini has been crowned Zulu King in a traditional ceremony in South Africa. The 48-year-old is the son of the previous king, but some royals had argued that he was not the rightful heir and that the late king's will was in fact forged. It has been a very, very long year and at times very uncomfortable, I think, as we have moved to this point. We wanted to get some understanding. How important is this appointment and where do we go to from here? Prince Zoza Shongwe, who is a historian and cultural expert. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Morning. I'm fine. How are you and your listeners?
Yes, very, very well. Thank you. So it really has been a particularly turbulent year as we moved to this coronation yesterday. Take us through some of the aspects of the year.
Oh, okay. What we have witnessed over the weekend is the coronation of the new Zulu King, King Mrs. Zulu Zwelithini. It's been a very great event for the nation of AmaZulu and the Africans at large, as well as different peoples of the world. So what we see now, I can say, it's a glimmer of light and hope, hoping that the new king will be able to unite the royal house and the nation of AmaZulu and be able to end the dispute in an amicable manner between him and his brother. Yeah.
So has this now been accepted by everybody? Because obviously there was all of this these disputes.
I'm not sure, because even during the coronation weekend itself, some of the members of the royal family, they tried to interdict the ceremony itself, but they did not succeed in the court processes. And also, the other brother, Prince Magate, the one who was coronated in a traditional ritual a weekend before the last one, He indicated that if the president is not giving him a certificate of recognition, he will take the matter to court. So I'm not sure whether he still resolves on that even now.
So what is the current status of the king? Obviously, there's no formal political power, but there's a lot of cultural and social power that the king holds.
Yes. But I will say that as much as he doesn't have political powers, legislative powers, but he's playing a very influential role in the economic matters of KZN. So, he can be able to attract investors to the province. Also, the investors and the traders themselves also, they will be always seeking to make ties and relationship with him for the business benefit. It's easy to get business opportunities in KZN if you are connected to the king or if you approach the king.
So the younger generation, are they influenced by the monarchy, or are they similar to sort of young people around the world that are saying, well, what do we need this for?
Of course, the youth is divided by opinion. Some, they still love the tradition that includes the institutions of tradition, such as the monarchy and all that. But of course, some are modernistic in mind, and they will question what's the use of this, what's the relevance of this in the modern times, in the times of the democratic jurisdiction and all that.
So has the monarchy changed to maybe be more appealing to the youth, or has it stuck with very, very traditional values?
It has stuck with traditional values because for female youth, the monarchy and the elders of this nation, they still insist on things like regrouping, maidens, and doing the rib dance and the virginity inspection and all that.
Mm.
And also when it comes to the male youth, they are still expected to gather annually at the palace of the king for the purposes of warrior initiation during the first fruit festival ceremony.
Does the fact that the current or the new king was educated some of his life outside of the country in the United States, is that seen as a positive, negative, or completely irrelevant?
There are also differing views on that. Some are happy that he grew up side abroad studying politics and international relations, but some people also will tend to doubt him because of that, in terms of keeping the tradition and speaking the language and being relevant to the norms and values of the Zulu people. They will tend to doubt him a bit on that, due to the fact that they will look at him as someone who has a foreign influence. Maybe they will also be scared that he could be too modernistic for the Zulu tradition. But however, on the general note, he's been warmly welcomed by majority of the Zulu nation, except the factions that are with the royal house. But when it comes to the broad Zulu public, he is well accepted.
Very, very interesting. Certainly glad that this is now settled. And, of course, we wish him and to the whole country, because I think the influence is absolutely significant on the whole country, wishing him all the best and all the success. Prince Zozo Shongwe, historian and cultural expert, talking to us about the importance of the crowning of the new Zulu king.